Tonight, we have a special treat for you. The following vignette was recorded live at the home of Larry Phelan in upstate New York. For the first time ever, all the actors are in the same room with one another in a scene written especially for the occasion. Star Trek Excelsior is proud to present Safety's Off.
Captain's Log, Supplemental. It's been a week since the Battle of New Victoria, still another week until we reach the Anbar, and you can only do so many battle drills. Lieutenant Lorax organized a little after-hours event to help the crew unwind. Normally, I wouldn't attend, because the admirals frown upon captains who get too familiar with their crews. And as you know, computer, I have a sterling reputation as a decorous gentleman and a first-rate bootlicker. No more, no less. But I've decided to attend Mr. Lorax's event. I believe the Admiralty will agree that the captain should supervise all battle drills, and this event certainly qualifies. Marines! I need you on that ridge, now! If we can't take the high ground, we might as well surrender our flank.
Captain, get down!
Whoa!
Two of my nurses have that high ground. They saw you and fired all snowball batteries.
Point taken, Melissa. That was close.
Call me Dr. Cap, and don't worry about it. I'm not letting anyone kill you but me.
I thought you were wrapped up in sickbay, Melissa, doing research on the wasting, right?
I'm not going to miss a snowball fight on the holodeck. Otherwise, I'll never find your weak points.
Find any?
The solar plexus. You're out of breath as soon as you hit the ground.
No, I'm not. Oh!
Oh, you're right. You weren't out of breath.
Very funny.
I think I'll head for the front line before you recover.
Good idea. I'll lay down cover fire. Go! Dang, mister!
Captain!
Ha! That's for your quarterly performance rating, Ensign.
Captain!
That's what the Dominion War taught us, Yubari. Marksmanship. Marksmanship and awareness. Our two great lessons were marksmanship, awareness, and a strong sense of honorable... Oof! Solar plexus again. What are the odds?
If you stand around bragging about your aim, Captain, pretty high.
I don't see you hiding in a snow fort, Yubari.
I turned up my holodeck safety protocols. Any snowballs that get too close, they bounce off.
Off you into me, I bet.
You were the one who begged Lorax to let you come to this... rumble.
Look, Yubari, are you here for a reason?
I have the video you wanted.
What? How did you even know about that? And where did you get an advanced copy of Captain Proton and the Cybernauts?
I was talking about the surveillance tapes. The tapes we took of Dr. Sharp.
Oh.
You're a Captain Proton fan?
I didn't say that. What's on the tapes?
More instances of the strange behavior we've discussed.
Strange behavior can be explained in a lot of ways. We've discussed that, too. What you need now is evidence. Is there any?
I need more time.
Look, Lieutenant, would you mind getting down behind this barricade? You're drawing a lot of fire.
Is any of it hitting you?
Not yet, but it's only a matter of time.
I'll wait.
Back off, Sylvester! Bratwurst! A hit!
Ow! I'm retreating!
Do that, but you still have to call me sir. You've had 2 weeks, Yubari. Did you see her neck?
Yes, I saw Dr. Sharp's neck.
And?
And nothing. We have a clear shot of her neck from engineering last Thursday. There's no bluegill. At least, no bluegill at that time.
Grasping at straws. You were wrong. There's no shame in that. Now give it up. Get on your knees and peg that Marine in the face. Get back to Marine country, Major.
I prefer to stand.
I see. Computer, shut down Yubari's safety protocols. Authorization Dovan Quator Septa.
No, I'm not a... All right, Dovan, I'll play.
Good.
But not on your team. Solar plexus shot!
Oh, Jehoshaphat.
In that episode of Star Trek Excelsior, Larry Phelan was Alcar Dovan, Emily Potter was Dr. Sharp, Caitlin Haney was Ahsoka Yabari. Tanner Evans, Sylvester. Narrator, Mike Hennessy. This vignette was written by James Haney and post-produced by Mike Hennessy. No infringement is intended against Star Trek, which remains the property of Paramount and CBS Television. Stay tuned for more Excelsior, coming soon.